too high, I get him. He told him my knee. That's a strap tied to his gate and tied to his bits.
Oh, I was thinking.
But you talking about a game.
Yeah, you don't know then.
I want to do Rose in New York. I bet Rose playing New York because I see them playing at her house.
What about the male sheep? What is the male sheep called?
Ram. Called a ram.
And
the female, they call her a doe.
A sheep?
Or
a
iwi. Iwi. A what ram and iwi.
What do you use sheep for?
Well, it uses wool for probably make clothes when I just have called wool. And he's good for the eat. He eats his meat.
Is there any name that the sheep is called, the male sheep is called by a woman other than what the women called them, different than the men?
Not that I know of. I'm not real familiar with reading sheep to know about what the women called, because all I know is to call them rams.
Well, what about a male hog? What is he called?
male hog?
Yes.
Yeah, he just called a stock hog. They call him a bull. Uh-huh. That's what you call him. Call him a bull hog.
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing that women call them too?
What yeah, they call him bull hog or male hog.
The one you breed with the sow, what would you call him?
Bull, a male, stockhold, all that.
Well, what would you call a male that has been altered?
Call him a stag. He's been altered, he is a stag.
Any other name for him?
No, but a stag. He's been cut, he used serve for a male and cut him, you call him a stag.
That's what you call him.
Yeah.
What about, a little one, when it's first born, is called a...
Pig, little bull pigs, little sow pigs. You got four bull pigs, three sow pigs. That's all they need to grow. They call them gilts, and they call them shoots as they grow.
When it grows older, it's called a what, a shoot?
We did get a 7 pound, they call a shoot. That's up to 120 pounds.
And when they're
shoot.
Grown, they're called...
Called hoe.
How big must a pig be to be called a shoot?
Up to 120 pounds.
And what is an unbred female called?
Gilt.
Oh, I see. Well, what do they have on their backs, the hogs?
They have on the back.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of...
What the hog have on his back? Uh-huh. Yeah, but hair up there, all I see.
Mm-hmm. The stiff hair is called what?
Huh?
The hog hair is...
Bristle? Stiff. He bristle up, he stand his hair straight up on his back. I don't know how he do it, but because he'll bristle up, he stand his hair straight
what
up.
What about the big teeth this hog has? What
call
do you call
him
that?
A touch.
What about the ones that the elephants have? Would you call them the same thing?
Elephant. I think you do call the elephant touch. Probably do. These long old things like a banana. Uh-huh. See, they make ivory teeth out of them.
Yeah. What about the thing you put the food in for the hog is called?
They're called trough. Mm-hmm. Now they got the thing you put the food in called bin.
Now suppose you had three or four of them, what you'd say? I have three or four what?
Three or four hogs or troughs. But I tell you now, they got a thing now they're making out of metal and they call it a bin. Now I could say I got two or three bins to feed the hog in. Mm-hmm. You see, you put the hog feed too tough, you might put 120 pounds in there. And it's just like water, a chicken trough, you know, is he drink the water going in that jar? Well, is he eat? This is a thing. Excuse me, it's metal. And it's got a top over here. Now this hog will take his nose and lift this thing. It kind of come over. You know, and he'll lift it up with his nose and then he eat out there. When he draw his head out, it shut up and that keep him from stepping in or messing in the feed. And they call it a bin. And you might say, I got two or three bins in my pen.
Well, do you have any names for a hog that's grown wild?
Call him a wild hog.
Now,
anything wild, call it savage.
If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up